We're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
delicious.
You like it?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter in. Put on the paper hat. Get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, four. Keep pouring it. This is. Every night, New Year's Eve. You got it, every. Every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the top, everything. What are you gonna do?
Tempestuous one, I am your slave. For behold, I love you all. Your eyes, your hair, your hands, your ears, your tooth, your everything. Come, fly away with me. Let us sing, let us dance, let us play at youthful games and fill the night air with youthful laughter ere the spring cometh. Hey, Nani Nani. I am weak, I faint, I fail. For verily I am as a drooping daffodil. I cry your mercy, pity, love. Give me all. It is too much. Thy kiss, nay. Nay, it is more than a kiss. It is a bite at my heart. Ah, beloved, how can I tell you of my love? Hark! Hear my heart. Here, here, here it stands neath the jasmine branches, waiting in despair. The rapture, if thou would but gaze on it. Alas, O unreturned love, 'tis done. Prithee, my beloved, kiss me ere I perish.
tie my shoe. Hoppity hop, watching all those flowers grow, I'm sick to death of Captain Kangaroo.
Sounds kind of dull.
It's terrible.
Let me show you how to really live.
Hippity hop, squash a little hoppy toad. Hippity hip, kill a dozen ants. Hoppity hop, hide them in the chicken soup. Hoppity hop, I think I wet my pants. Hippity hop, drop the kitty off the roof. Let's play doctor out behind a tree.
How do you do that?
I'll show you later. It's fun. Hippity hop, decorate with finger paint. Bite the babysitter firmly on the knee.
Is this what you mean?
Daddy, daddy, mommy, kiss the mailman. Mommy, mommy, daddy smells like gin. I hope the snake is comfortable inside of grandma's pillowcase. It's time to wake up, baby brother,
with a safety pin.
Hippity hop, how we love to play our games. Hoppity hip, digging up the lawn. I guess it's time to kick the dog and toddle to our trundle beds. Got a lot of things to do at the break of dawn.
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go one, a two, a three, ba 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 ba.
You mean ba 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 ba.
Yeah! Mr. Bassman, you're high on the songs with a boom 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 and a bim bim boom boom boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hymn king of rock and roll. Ba 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 ba.
No, no, ba 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 ba.
It don't mean a thing when the leader's singing or when he goes ay 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 ay. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'll ask you just one thing. How will you teach me the way you sing? 'Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Ba 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 ba.
All I do is ba 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 ba.
Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really wicked. Come on, Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman.
That's it. Now you. Mr. Bassman,
it don't mean a thing when the leader's singing or when he goes ay, 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 ay. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'll ask you just one thing. How will you teach me the way you sing? 'Cause Mr. Bassman,
the idea is to bow, be,
Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really wicked. And come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman.
Didn't do ba 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 ba
I think you're crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right, because you have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio.
You have to be slightly off the beam before you can make any dough.
I'm a dramatic star, you know, who loves to play Lothario or do a tragic scene from Ivanhoe. But what happens to me on radio?
Bang, bang, bang!
How do you do?
You have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio.
You have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio.
Hey!
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't see you standing there. I'm just sitting here practicing my piano. Be right with you. Okay. Hey, welcome. Welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. This is a random grab bag edition wherein we toss it on the wall and see what falls off. And that's what you get. And after it's all over with, we wash up and go home. We started with Jim Backus and Delicious, featuring Phyllis Diller, of all people. And I'll remind you at this point that you should drop in on my playlist page for more information on these cuts. You didn't come here to hear me yak, you came here to hear music. So that's what we're going to do. I will tell you, of course, Mr. Backus, known best as Mr. Magoo, and also Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island. After that, we heard from Andy Griffith to the lovely Juanita Beasley. The lovely Andy Griffith was from Mount Airy, North Carolina, and had quite a career going for himself as a comedian and a monologist before he wound up on the silver screen. After that, Hippity Hop was Alan and Greer, and Alan and Greer were Jake Holmes and his then-wife, Catherine, who became referred to as Catherine December in a post-traumatic divorce revenge album, I guess you could say. Following that, Mr. Bassman was the Andrews sister with Andrews Sisters. There was more than one sister there that day, although they'll deny it, I'm sure. And we heard also the talents of Thurl Ravenscroft. Unforgettable is the voice of Tony the Tiger and others. And then we heard from Ray Bolger and Verna Felton. Verna Felton, of course, a fixture on sitcoms and radio comedy, etc. Of course, Ray Bolger, you know who he was. He was the Scarecrow, and that was You Have to Be Slightly Crazy to Be on the Radio. And although we're not on the radio, you would think that I am slightly crazy because I'm sitting here in my pajamas talking to myself in a room full of junk. So who's the crazy one? I don't know. Not me. I'm normal, sure. So I'll put some more music on. I better put on some pants too, and we'll come back and we'll talk about it. And we'll see what we come up with. Okay, enjoy, please.
Out of the town, discriminated earth persons have to fall out behind a wall of masks at Mayor Noche's bomba shelter.
Wow! Every night you can push it along to the phenomenal emissions of Los Chicanos from El Outer Space.
Plus fabulous this week only red beans and red.
Okay, Jose, order up our special sandwich, a Sleepy Joe. One's enough because they're half dog food, half downer.
That's right. Bad food and bad people go together at La Bomba Shelter.
Oh, gather around me, people. Lend an ear now, if you please. Your promised land was settled by bastards, drunks, and thieves. Excuse me if it offends you, but I'm the worst of all of these. I destroyed your family tree. I am the outcast. I'm your inbred second cousin that was kept inside a shed. I'm the cross-eyed little stutterer who always wet the bed. I'm your queer Uncle Harry, your retarded Uncle Fred. I'm the one they left for dead. I am the outcast. I've embarrassed folks at weddings, birthdays, and at wakes. I'm the cur who passed out face down in your anniversary cake. I'm the black sheep, the philanderer, the louse, the souse, the rake, the remittance man, the snake, the bloody outcast. Forbear with your pity, my function's very plain. We've come here from the old world and we've gone a touch insane. On your social scale, you need a foil to bear the family stain. I am the joker in your game. I am the outcast. Oh, the black man and the Indian, the Chinaman, the Jew. They built your friggin' railroad, they picked your cotton too. They washed your dirty laundry and they tied your children's shoes. They got a right to sing the blues 'cause they were outcasts. Now we worship politicians as if they all were saints. Put their faces on our money, pillow slips and plates. We should love this land for what it is and not for what it ain't. Ah, their game is fueled by hate, the hate of outcasts. The Norwegians hate the Swedish, and the Swedes, they hate the Finns. The Finns, they hate the Russians, and the Russians hate the Yids. Spicks and wops and greases, kites and spades and guinea hens. Hatred's blowing in the wind, 10 million outcasts. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and amber waves of grain. Grain distilled to make the rye that pickled old Tom Paine. Old Georgie built the White House with slaves that died in pain, but Georgie's quarries made the game from blood of outcasts. Move in a little closer now, the sideshow must begin. History will repeat itself again, again, again. On the immigration totem pole, the low man never wins. Competition ain't a sin, God help the outcast. So step right up, you pilgrims, the trains are leaving soon. We got acreage out in Iowa for the likes of folks like you. A quarter section on a floodplain, 40 acres and a mule. Sign right here, you bloody fools. Welcome, you outcast!
Now, my dear friends, my subject tonight is called Evolution of the Green Garden Hose, Part 2. Now, as far as we know, the green garden hose has never been threatened with extinction. He has always been around in great numbers, and even today you will find at least one green garden hose at every home. He will usually have one in attached to an outside water faucet, and in the wintertime he will call himself up near the house and somewhat hibernate from about the month of October through the month of March. The only time you have to be careful around your green garden hose is during the month of August. This is when they shed that metal ring on their nose and have been known to swallow human beings. I remember this one case out in Los Angeles, I believe it was, where this lady was attempting to get a drink of water from her green garden hose. When she opened her mouth, the hose saw her teeth and thought it was being attacked, so it swallowed her. But now, my friends, this is no big thing, since a green garden hose does not start digesting its food until the fourth day. You've got plenty of time. What you do, my friends, you go out and find yourself the biggest garden hose you have ever seen. Bring him home and paint red stripes up and down his back and a yellow ring around his neck, and pitch him over on the other hose and holler snake real loud. Now this will scare the hose into delivering up its prey in order to make himself lighter for the attack. Then immediately drag the person away to a safe distance. They will look like a dried up prune for a few weeks, but otherwise unharmed. I have this friend down in Nashville, Tennessee, who likes to tease his green garden hose. He sits on his front porch a lot, friends, and when he gets tired of watching his car bumpers rust, he will go out in his front yard and catch his green garden hose and wrap him around a tree and tie the ends in a bow knot. Then he gets back on his front porch and almost laughs himself to death watching the green garden hose free himself. Oh, my friends, this is not advisable, as it will make the green garden hose very mean, and they have been known to leave home under such circumstances. a scientist out in New Mexico. I found that by forcing water back through the green garden hose at a tremendous rate of speed, that the green garden hose would in 1 year produce enough half-inch water pipe to go around the world 3 times. He was up for the Nobel Prize, but he was canceled out because they couldn't find anyone who wanted to go around the world on a water pipe. And they also found, my friends, that he had copied his idea from the old method of running a sausage mill backwards to manufacture pigs. Oh, my friends, what a beautiful thought. Now, I am often asked this question. Are garden hoses edible? Yes, my friends, they are, but only the green ones. And when the weather is extremely cold, what you do is catch the temperatures down to at least 20 below zero. Find one that is coiled up near the house and hit him in the head with a 10-pound sledgehammer just as hard as you can. A 50-foot garden hose will fly into about 106-inch long pieces. Gather them up immediately and put them in a pot of boiling water. Cook for about an hour. Then take the links out and stuff them with Vienna sausages. Now, my friends, this is such a rare treat. I'm sure you will be inviting some friends over for dinner. There's always plenty left, and the links make beautiful blowguns. You and your friends can have great fun blowing Vienna sausage back and forth across the table at each other. And your friends are always glad to stick around and help you wash down your dining room walls and repaint. Brother George Underbrush, good day.
There ain't many men that are lucky enough to have one as long as mine. The thing is as old as I am, but still it is doing fine. Many's the time that I've been afraid 'twas going on the blink, but then upon closer scrutiny, it proved to be in the pink. I've always treated it carefully and don't leave it lying about. Before I put it away, I still remember to shake it out. And if I should ever be too weak to hold it in the air, I've instructed me wife to handle it with tender love and care. Oh, ain't it a beauty? And I have used it proudly all me life. Oh, ain't it a beauty? Now if you don't believe me, ask me wife. Danny O'Toole came calling one day to tell me that he had heard that mine was bigger than his was, and he didn't believe a word. I bet him a buck, then took him outside and laid it in the street. He couldn't believe it when he saw it was over 100 feet. One summer I happened to be out of work, and during me leisure hours I do a good turn by using it to water the neighbor's flowers. I met a young lass who needed it bad and used it for a week. Though it was abused for days on end, it never began to leak. I use it a lot in the summer, and I use it a lot in the fall. But I'm willing to bet in the springtime, I use it the most of all. Oh, I've used it in December on a cold and wintry day, and I've written me name in a snowbank that was over a block away. Oh, ain't it a beauty? All the fellas envy my technique. Oh, ain't it a beauty? They hate me every time they take a peek. Though I must admit that it hasn't been used for 4 or 5 months or more, it's hanging there just as ready as it ever has been before. And you can be sure that I will still be using it for years, 'cause it's the finest length of garden hose they ever sold at Sears.
I left home when I was 5, and now I'm 25, and I'm 5'9½" tall. I ain't scared of no one in the spring, summer, winter, or fall. One day I went into this saloon. There was a man playing cards in that back room. Picked on me and I hit him back. Oh yeah, I hit. Next thing I knew was very late, and I yelled, I told you you're 5'11", but I don't care if you're 6'7",
'cause I'm 5 feet 9.5 inches tall. And I ain't scared of no one in the spring, summer, winter, or fall. Then a year later, I went into this store. There was this man standing on the floor, tall and mean. He picked on me and I hit him back. Oh yeah, I hit him. Next thing I knew was there he lay, and I yelled, I told you you're 6'3", but I don't care if you're 7'3", 'cause I'm 5'9.5 inches tall, and I ain't scared of no one this spring, summer, winter, or fall. But the people told me that this was the son of the man that I struggled with in that saloon. Put on my hat and coat, left that town as fast as I could. They told me he had another brother who was 6'7". But I didn't care because I'm 5'9.5 inches tall. 6 months later, I was walking in a park and there was a man sitting in the dark. He recognized my face from a worn-out newspaper that he had traced. He looked at me and I looked at him. He told me he was 6'7". But I told him I'm 5'9.5 inches tall and I ain't scared of no one in the spring, summer, winter, or fall. Picked on me and then I hit him back. Oh yeah, I hit him. Next thing I knew was very late. 3 days later, I was walking down the street. I heard a voice. Oh yes, it was so sweet. It said, son, son. I turned around and by surprise, it was my sweet mom. I ran to her and held her in my arms. I asked her, how's Dad, John and Bill? She looked at me and said, Dad was playing cards in this saloon. He had to struggle with this man never to get up. John also had to struggle with this man in a store, never to come home again. Bill was tall, 6'7". He went looking for this man. 3 days ago, Bill was found lying on the ground in this old park. I looked at Mom and said, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry.
Considers me the chicken of the county. I've never fought one single fight to prove that I am tough. My mama named me Skinny, but the folks just call me Chicken. Why, there's even one old meanie who calls me Powder Puff. I was only 10 years old when my daddy left the county. Whenever there was trouble, he would run away from it. I still recall his final words as he looked me in the shoulder. He said, son, you're gonna be a scaredy cat, 'cause I'm a chicken too. Promise me, son, to do exactly as I've done. Run away from trouble every time. Show 'em that you're weak, let 'em see your yellow streak. I hope you're not too dumb to run and hide. Son, if you're smart, you'll chicken out every time. But there's a girl for every guy, and I got stuck with Beulah. In her arms there was room enough for me and three more men. One day while we were drinking, the Statler boys came calling. Beulah took my wallet and then she left with all four of them. Beulah came home late that night and handed me my wallet. She'd used my credit card to pay for everybody's drinks. I reached into my wallet and took out my daddy's picture. As my nose ran on my daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, to do exactly as I've done. Run away from trouble every time. They can't bust your beak,
if you turn your other cheeks. I hope you're not too dumb to run and hide. Son, if you're smart, you'll chicken out every time. When I walked into the bar and said, you Statler boys are bullies, one of them got up and chased me right back out the door. And when I heard him say,
hey, look at there, old chicken's leaving,
I said, nah, 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 as I slammed the barroom door. 20 years of sniveling was bottled up inside me, and that's what kept me going as I started up my car. As I pulled out, the Statler boys all threw their beer cans at me, and I said, save one for Beulah, as I watched the last can fall. I promised you, Dad, to do exactly as you have. I'll run away from trouble every time. It's easy to be meek when you consider my physique. And Papa, don't you worry, I'll be fine. I'll turn to jelly and I'll chicken out every time. Everyone still considers me the chicken of the county.
My cowboy shirt, put on my cowboy shoes. I'm the real cool cowboy. I'm the real cool cowboy. I do a cowboy dance, I do a cowboy walk, I do a cowboy song. I'm the real cool cowboy. I'm the real cool cowboy. I got a cowboy belt, I got a cowboy strut, I got a cowboy girl. I'm the real cool cowboy. I'm the real cool cowboy. I'm the real cool cowboy.
Cowboys, cowboys, here come the cowboys.
Here come the cowboys. Put on my cowboy hat, put on my cowboy shirt, put on my cowboy shoes. I'm the real cool cowboy. I'm the real cool cowboy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's yours.
I've lived in a home. I've traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places you won't catch me dead, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb metal stairs, way up to a level where astronauts dread, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. It's here, tiny nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't rush for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm living, I'm nobody's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no dog to be fed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this living once more, as I've said, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. Now you keep your ulcers, your ills, and what's new. You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me and I like both of him. They're my alter egos and to them I'm wed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take the lead, but I like to be led, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. So why did I mark when the neighborhood of home? No, I've traveled in pay and don't I want to roam. Now I'm on this living once more, as I said, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. Now you want your answer, no worries, no cares. If sure anyone has them, I climb like I dare. Way up I hill level where I do not dead, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. And your time means nothing, I like more them. I don't rush a bunny and I like for a mem. Then my alter ego, or I don't have my bed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm landing, I'm my neighbor's slave. My dad's in my water, so don't make a way. I don't talk to me, but I like to be led, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. And why did I move when I made in a home? No, I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. Now I'm on this living, once more as I get, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. Now do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone has it, I'm lying right there. Way up I will level where astronauts fed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. It's here time is nothing, I like more them. I like rough with and I lanes are a mem. There's no alter ego, I don't make my bed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm living, I'm my body's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't like to lie, but I'd like to be fed, 'cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head.
Okay, stop right there and heed what I say to thee. You're listening to the Bit Slap Random Edition, KBC here with you. And we started with public service message from our friends at the Firesign Theater, and then Dave Van Ronk featured with the Tom Russell Band. That was Outcast Part 1 on Tom Russell's album The Man From God Knows Where. Dave, of course, is the former mayor of McDougal Street and the patron saint of folk singers everywhere. And then we heard from Brother George Underbush, the Green Garden Hose. Apparently his real name was Terry Fell, though I couldn't find those two names together. Terry was a writer and performer in the country scene back in the old days, I think. And then we heard from Cliff Ferret and the Cafe Society Quartet, and that was Ain't It a Beauty. And this is the time to point out that nowhere on earth are you going to hear two songs about a garden hose together at the same time, but right here on the Bit Slap. No need to thank me, although I could use some therapy. After that, Dick Kent, one of the MSR guys, and 5 feet 9.5 inches tall, followed by Rod Hart, Chicken of the County, and I think this is the same guy who had an album called Breakaroo. which had a marginal hit called CB Savage. And then we heard from the Chaps, Rawhide. That was from 1982. That was written by Dmitri Chomkin and Ned Washington. Big hit for Frankie Lane. And Wild Man Fisher, Real Cool Cowboy. Some may dispute that. And Napoleon the 14th, I'm Happy I Live in a Split Level Head, from the genius that was Jerry Samuels. Jerry now runs a some sort of company that books entertainment for rest homes in the Delaware Valley of Pennsylvania. So I'll remind you, look at the playlist page for more info, and you'll also find some links to other websites and YouTube videos and stuff like that. Just something to keep you busy, keep you off the streets. Just one of the things we do here. All right, back to music, and what do we got here? A couple things from Alan Sherman. You'll see. Enjoy.
Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Just when I'm feeling chipper as you please, that's when they show me all my sinus cavities. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors don't care how my head aches. See that announcer, he looks so fine. His head should ache like mine. Headaches, headaches. Those pounding hammers give me headaches. They say it once and then they say again. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors love it when my head aches. Mother, don't hand me those pills from the shelf. I'd rather do it myself.
Mommy, can't you keep Daddy's car out of the driveway?
Sponsors love it when my head aches. There is one remedy that's unsurpassed, and their commercials give me headaches. Fast, fast, fast. Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Today I swallowed the best cure yet. I ate my TV set. Each weekday morning at 10:15, I see my favorite vending machine. It stands there waiting and percolating, just making coffee. The other morning at coffee time, I sidled over, put in my dime. I pushed the button, but out came nothing. I want my coffee. One button says with sugar, one button says with cream. Then there's a mystery button. It splashes your suit with steam. Then at an angle, one cup came down. I watched it dangle
it made me frown. I cried in vain there, but down the drain there went all my coffee. Machines have downs, machines have ups. Next day one dime paid for 18 cups. I just kept drinking, I stood there thinking, that's too much coffee. And that's not all that seemed so strange. It also gave me $9 change. I said, that's funny, that's too much money. It said, shut up and drink your coffee, or I'll give you more steam. It can make more than coffee. It makes hot soup and tea. And if it really likes you, a mixture of all three. That poor machine, it went berserk from coffee nerves and overwork. It's in a lump now, in the city dump now, still making coffee, making coffee, making coffee, making coffee. They had no change in Paducah, no small change in Des Moines. San Francisco had a shortage of coins. There were no half dollars for the Washington Bridge. So folks from Newark had to swim to Palm Ridge. In Las Vegas, Nevada, they played blackjack with beans. Used gold water buttons in the slot machines. Folks in paid toilets were bursting to pay. They needed new change right away. We need some new change made. And when the president heard about it, he took the hint. He sent this order to the Federal Mint. Start making halves and quarters, dimes and like that. Lady Bird stranded at the laundromat. The mint reported, we don't have any silver or brass. So Johnson said, just get the lead out of someplace else. I don't care what you use, said LBJ. Just make some new change right away. See that some change gets made. So they made the new half a dollar out of plastic and zinc. It looks just like a great big tiddlywink. They made the new quarter and they claim it won't spoil. It's manufactured from aluminum foil. Crooks who make counterfeit coins now find they're hard to conceal, 'cause they look better than the coins that are real. Our brand new dime is made of paper mache. That's how the change is made today. That's how the change is made. What next, wooden nickels?
Let's make this Christmas the happiest Christmas, the happiest Christmas of them all. Let's have more singing and happier smiles, bells ringing that you can hear for miles and miles, and some Christmas, some far distant Christmas, no matter what else may befall, you will all remember this Christmas was the happiest Christmas of all.
Eric, I see you doing your Christmas cards.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them. They must cost you a fortune.
Oh, they don't cost me anything, Eric. I send off the Christmas cards people sent me last year.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Well, they're very nice cards.
Yeah, but I don't see how you can do it. I mean, take this one you're sending to Sid and Dick. It's got something written on the inside. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, Uncle Harry and Rose.
Yes, well, I get round that quite easily. I just add a few words.
Add a few words?
Yes, I put Eric after wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Well, how about Uncle Harry and Rose?
Well, I write, also send their love after it. It works very well.
I see, but Sid and Dick don't know Uncle Harry and Rose.
Yeah, I know, but I think they ought to. Especially Sid, because you know what an awkward fella Sid is.
Oh, the whole thing's simply not right.
No, but it's cheap.
But it's still going to cost a lot of money for the stamps.
No, you know nothing. I don't put any stamps on.
Well, that means the people have to pay double.
No, you see, I put any old address on the front. One that doesn't exist.
Yes?
And on the back, I write, if undelivered, return to, with the address of the people I'm sending the card to.
Well, that's not the spirit of Christmas.
No, but I'm sending you a very nice Christmas card.
Are you really?
Yes. It's an old one that I had from George Bartholomew.
George Bartholomew?
Hmm.
But I hate him.
Oh, what a pity. Because he sends his love to you this year on my card.
Let's make this Christmas the happiest Christmas, no matter what else may befall. You will all remember this. Christmas was the happiest Christmas of all.
This was a recording, wasn't it?
Yes.
What have you got makeup on for?
Well, I'm only wearing lipstick.
All the time, need a chocolate bar, and where they do the hula hula dance. I fell in love with a chocolate dove while learning the funny, funny dance. This poor little kid, why, she never did been loving before. So I made up my mind, I tried to find the only girl that I did love.
Well, I love a pretty little Alma Holly, a hula girl.
She's got to make you giggle,
hula girl.
She'll surely make you giggle,
hula girl.
With an odd little wiggle, someday gonna try to make her hop a holly.
Girlie of mine, girlie of mine. All the time I'm dreaming of her, I'm a holly hula girl.
Hula girl, she's the kind to make you giggle.
Hula girl,
she will surely make you giggle.
Hula girl,
with an odd little wiggle, someday I'm gonna try to make the hop a holly.
Girlie of mine, girlie of mine. All the time I'm dreaming of her, hop a holly hula girl.
Dinner is
is the meal that I'm loving. Take off the foil, 30 minutes in the oven. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies that takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Don't like no carrots, can't stand no peas, but a pack of ding-dong bring me down to my knees. Bring a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies and a Tex, a pink burrito, for to keep me clean. That 24-inch color brings a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Only one thing makes me jump up and holler. TV breaks down during bowling for dollars. Get a load of RC Cola, a TV dinner, plate of Twinkies and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean.
Oh,
Trondheim! Na zdrowie! A salute! Skol! Lachaim! Prosit! Give it me a cocktail when I am blue and droopy, and then I'll dance a polka and make it lots of hoopy. I've worked it in a coal mine, things are pretty black, but the night that treats on me, I cash out my paycheck. Everybody have a drink, let's have fun together. I got plenty money, go catch a double header. Bartender, please take care of my friends, drinks for ladies and gents. I got all kinds of money, $32.45. Have it anything you like, even rum and coke it. Just give me a glass plain whiskey, rum and coke it, make me choke it. Fill up your glass with fishnick, we gonna have it great big picnic. Everything she's in the pink, everybody have a drink. Don't nobody start trouble. Some smart aleck like it fight, I give it trouble double. I am peaceful citizen, don't like to drunk for make it. When I go too fast, I pull the emergency bracket. That's the way I like it, lots of polkas, lots of drinking. Pretty soon you don't watch out, everybody's thinking. Bartender, why you holler? Oh, I owe you $16. Turn on the water in the sink, everybody have a drink.
Hanging from a Christmas tree. Gather round me, people. Lend an ear now, if you please. This land of yours was settled by bastards, drunks, and thieves. They came to see the elephant, but were driven to their knees. But greed is no disease when you're an outcast. The ones we lost in foreign wars are buried on the hill. Survivors in the suburbs cooking meat upon a grill. Out here a man is measured up in $100 bills. Cheap apartments must be filled by kins of outcasts. Some will live like monarchs and some will ride the dough. The dead will sleep beneath monuments or rot in unmarked holes. Give me your boy, you're tired, you're restless. The American is sold. We dug you cold and stripped you cold and died like outcasts. The Indian, the buffalo, was slaughtered for their hides. We've created a new species from the melting pot of tribe. Boastful, lustful, arrogant, with unsatiated pride. We rule the world, can't be denied, and we're all outcasts. But where are those potatoes made you brought from Ireland? The ghost of Patrick Russell, Ambrose Larson, Bridget's man. The orphans and the dreamers, those who died by their own hands. Strike up McNamara's band, salute the outcast. Have you forgotten who you are? Forgotten why you came? The graveyards back in Templemore, Bergentown in flames. The recipe for whiskey, the family tree, the family name. Loss of memory, such a shame, you bloody outcasts. Stand up and clap your hands, salute the outcast.
All right, take your seats. We're almost at the end. Not much longer. You can hang it. You can do it. We started with three cuts from Alan Sherman, starting with Headaches, and then Making Coffee, and That's How the Change is Made. Those last two came from something called Music to Dispense With, a couple of songs that Alan did for the Scott Paper Company. I don't want to send out my thanks to listener Rich Upton for sending me those things in. He heard my plea a few weeks ago and came charging to my rescue. And Rich, I'm very, very grateful. Following that, The Happiest Christmas of All from Morecambe and Wise. Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise were an enormously popular British TV show back in the day. They worked together from 1941 until Morecambe died in 1984. And their Christmas shows were the stuff of legend that made the entire country come to a complete screeching halt. And then we heard from R.R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders. We heard Hula Girl and Get a Load of This. As far as I know, they are the last band ever to release a 78 RPM record. I could be wrong, but who's going to prove it? Crumb now lives in France and pretty much leaves the band to Mr. Bob Broseman. And then we heard from The Real Tuesday Weld, Bath Time and Clerkenwell. It's a band from England, led by a guy named Stephen Coates, and named after Tuesday Weld, who apparently was involved in some sort of dream involving Al Boley. Disturbing as it may sound, he decided to name the band after that. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the man. I can't ask him. And then we heard from Spike Jones and the Jones Polka, and then the Ruddles, Piggy in the Middle. That came from the mockumentary, All You Need is Cash, 1978. And then Lady Madonna from the Real Beatles, remixed for the Love Collection, the Cirque du Soleil Las Vegas show, by Sir George Martin and his son Giles. And then we heard from Dave Van Ronk and Tom Russell Band, the reprise to The Outcast from a 1999 folk opera the man from God knows where, which traces Tom Russell's lineage. And that does it for now. So I will invite you to come back next week and get in touch with me if you like, kbcradio@hotmail.com. And don't forget your mystery cut. Here it comes, ready or not.
Stop! Before you skidoo, we'd like to introduce our cast and crew.
Jackie Gleason was Tony Banks, Carol Channing Flo, Frankie Avalon and G, Fred Clark, a tower guard, Michael Constantine Leach, Frank Ocean, the man, John Philip Law, Stash, Peter Lawford, the senator, Burgess Meredith, the warden, George Raft, the skipper, Cesar Romero was Hetchy, Mickey Rooney, Blue Chips Packard, and Groucho Marx played God in the Otto Preminger film Skadoodly-Doo-Doo-Doo. With Arnold Stang as Harry, Dora Morant as Mayor, Bill Arnold as her husband, Slim Pace as a switchboard operator, Robert Donner is another switchboard operator, Richard Keel as Beanie, Tom Law as Geronimo, Jake Rosenstein as Eggs, Benedict, Stacey King as the Amazon, and Rennie Roker as a prison guard, Roman Gabel as a prison guard, and Nilsson as a tower guard, and Stone Country as themselves,
and the Orange County Ramblers play the Green Bay Packers.
And introducing Austin Pendleton as Fred, Alexandra Hay as Darlene, and Luna as God's mistress. Well, you know what I mean. Music and lyrics by Nilsson, who also played a tower guard, arranged and conducted by George Tipton, a very good friend.
Choreography, Tom Hansen. Costumes, Rudy Gernberg. Photographed in Panavision and Technicolor, Director of Photography, Leon Shamroy, ASC. Sound, Glenn Anderson, Franklin Milton, and Lloyd Hanks. Thanks, camera operators, Irving Rosenberg and Dewey Wrigley. Chief Electrician, Fred Hall. Key Grip, Leo McCrary. Transportation, George Coleman.
Editor, George Royce. Assistant Editor, Dean Ball. Music Editor, Fred Pryor. Sound Effects Editor, Don Higgins. Negative Cutter, Connie Rosé. Script Supervisor, Kathleen Fagan.
Oh boy.
Art Director, Robert E. Smith. Assistant Art Director, J. Monty Elliott. Set Decorator, Fred Price. Special Effects, Charles Spurgeon. Painter, Eugene Acker. Property Master, Kenny Westcott. Commercials by John Urie. Executive Assistant to the Producer, Nat Rudick. Dialogue Coach, Max Slater. Story and Casting, Eric Kirkland. Production Managers, Kenny DeLand and Howard Joslin. Assistant Directors, Eric von Stroheim, Jr., Wally Jones, Al Murphy, and Stephen North. Production Accountant, Herman Darstein. Production Secretary, Joyce Lilly. Costume Coordinator, Hope Price. Makeup, Webb Overlander. Hairdressing, Vivian Thompson. Wardrobe, Ted Parvin, Phyllis Gard, George Thompson, and John Perry. Visual Consultant and Titles by Sandy DeVore. And what's more, they were executed by Pacific. How's your popcorn? Copyright MCMLXBIII by Sigma Productions Incorporated. The receipt's on file. The story, the characters, and the incidents are fictitious. Ho-hum, etc., etc. It's a Paramount TM release, a Gulf Plus Western company, written by Mr. Doran William Cannon, produced and directed by Otto Preminger.